Hi, my name's Nicole. I have been working with Rachel for the past several months, and I would just say, you know, she's a wealth of knowledge. She's natural at what she does. She gives you, you know, advice that I think you can use every single day. She's super real, leads you down the right path. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Her skin camp is exceptional for anyone that wants to take a bit of a deeper dive. It's like being in the bathroom with Rachel. She guides you through everything. She's super passionate about it. You have the ability to watch it over again. By far worth all the investment. I go back to it all the time for reference.
Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode right here on the Rachel Varga Podcast. Today, I'm going to take you behind the scenes a little bit and share with you some of my best strategies for helping stay grounded, centered, balanced, and aligned during tumultuous times. We are going through it, and it is a sticky situation, to say the least, across the world right now. And things have been pretty tumultuous over the last couple of years. And how are some of us getting by, getting through it, and coming out on the other side more high vibe, radiant, beautiful, and with the best hair, skin, nails of our life? Is it possible? Is it possible to be going through one of the craziest times that our generation has ever experienced and feel grounded, centered, balanced, and aligned, and still have the best hair, skin, nails of our life? Is it possible? Is it achievable? Am I living in a fairy tale? I don't know. Are you? Our lives are unique, and we can never judge what somebody else is going through because we literally don't know what they've experienced. So after I finished my workday, I did a follow-up session, a podcast, and rejuvenation training with an upcoming functional aesthetic practitioner, which so thrilled to be training this new crew of aesthetic practitioners that actually understand the whole concept of doing things in a way that aren't going to harm us, but are actually going to enhance and slow our aging process. I just am so thrilled to be working with this next generation of aesthetic practitioners. And then after, I'm feeling pretty tired. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to have a snack. Maybe I'm going to turn on some Netflix and I'm going to watch a show. Well, the Marilyn Monroe show came up on my Netflix. I think it's called Blondie. So I turned it on and I was like, wow, they really got this actress right. I wonder if they're going to talk about the fact that Marilyn Monroe had aesthetic procedures and then had really poor outcomes, which likely was a contributing factor to her eventually, unfortunately, taking her own life. So I sort of skimmed through the video and really noticed that this show focused a lot on her childhood trauma. It also focused a lot on her being objectified and some of the things that she had to deal with in order to overcome the pressures and how she was expected to behave to benefit those that were watching from the sidelines and behind the screen and from the other end of the magazine. And I didn't actually watch the whole show. I sort of skimmed through it. I thought that it was very artistically done, but there was something wrong with the energy of that movie. There's something wrong with it. And there have been a few times I've watched something and it just made me feel icky. I just had to move. I had to do something to make myself feel better because I felt like this was a really low vibe content, piece of content that I had just exposed my eyes and ears and just my whole essence to on Netflix. Looking back, I really shouldn't have watched that. I should have just had my lunch, my late lunch, and gone outside and listened to the birds and watched the rainfall, because we have a little bit of rainfall today, but the sun is still shining. It's just beautiful. I can look outside and see squirrels running through the trees and the bushes. It's quite cute. But there was something with this video that I skimmed through. There was weird energy. So what do we do to get ourselves out of a funk if, say, we watch something that maybe triggered us, or we know there's something in our life that we need to address because it's causing us to feel stressed out? And the concept of shadow work, and Dr. Carl Jung made this very famous, his psychological concepts of not just, okay, this is something you need to work through, childhood trauma, maybe you're having health issues, maybe you've had something happen to you in the past, an emotional type of trauma, and it's literally stuck in your body. How do we move through sticky situations or things that make us feel uneasy? And why is that so important? All of us experience turbulent times in our life. And especially right now, I feel like we're kind of on this knife's edge, or at the snap of a finger, something else is this new thing to talk about. And frankly, I'm getting a little sick and tired of it. I'm frankly getting very sick and tired and highly triggered of, why do we care what certain people are talking about? And why do we care what they're saying that they're trying to do and achieve? What happens if we just stop paying attention to what their evil plans are? And we actually saw this happen in the past, where we ended up splitting. Parallel societies started to happen, and they stopped paying attention to what these people over here were talking about. It was all about control and, you know, hyper-focused surveillance on this, that, the other thing. It's like, what happens if we just say, who cares? That's happening over there. It's not affecting my life right here. And that's one of the things I really liked about the energy of being in Florida. I look around and all of these people that I was connected to were living their best lives. They looked healthy. They had this like beautiful golden glow to them from the sunshine. They had this dewiness to their skin. And now my friends in Florida are in the midst of a hurricane, and my heart just goes out to those in Florida at the moment. So things happen. We are in a good place, we feel great, and then something happens. What do we do with that? Or if, say, we're in a pretty good place and we get triggered from something in the past that happened again and is contributing to our stress levels, what do we do to manage stress? Why is this important? This is really important. This is a critical key for you to start to cultivate in your body, mind, spirit, and energy practices so that you can become more resilient. So that when a toxic stressor comes into your physical being, when an emotional stressor comes into play, when a mental stressor comes into play, you're in a highly stressful situation in your personal or professional life. What do we do if we are experiencing more earthquakes, if we are experiencing geomagnetic storms? We are highly sensitive individuals, and our neurotransmitters are impacted by solar events. Everything, our hormones are impacted by, and our whole like mental state can even be impacted by things that are happening on the earth that impact us. Literally, I couldn't have said impact any more times. But basically everything in the world at any given time has the possibility to impact us. Now, what can we do to protect ourselves? What can we do to maintain a sovereign body, mind, spirit, and energy? How can we stay toxin-free, both in the physical sense and the non-physical sense? Let's start with cold therapy. Cold therapy was instrumental for me to learn how to harness my autonomic nervous system. Sometimes my nervous system would get a little bit ramped up, and this was due to previous car crashes, and I was having pain, I was having headaches, and just feeling stressed out when I really shouldn't have actually been feeling stressed out. I just knew something was a little bit off. So what I would do is go to the ocean with either my husband or my best friend, and I would go into the water. I would walk barefoot or flip-flops, depending on how many barnacles there were. And I would go into the water up to my jawline for about 7 to 8 minutes. I'd have, you know, someone on the shore counting me down. And then I would just be taking in the sunset, golden hour. I'd be watching seals go by or porpoises go by. People would walk by and kind of look at me weird. I'm just in the zone. And when you put yourself into uncomfortable situations, like with cold therapy, what it does to your body is it actually puts your body into almost like a very safe feeling. There is literally nothing else that you can focus on when you are in frigid waters for a pretty long period of time, or even just a short period of time, even if you're just doing a cold shower, start with that. But when you immediately place yourself into an uncomfortable situation, you could start to hyperventilate, you could start to freak out, you could start to get scared, you could have all sorts of different types of reactions. Or you can learn to regulate your autonomic nervous system and catch your breath. With practice, you can experience a stressful situation and within just a few moments or even a few breaths, manage to calm yourself. And actually, I was doing some training with my husband not too long ago because we do martial arts and I'm kind of getting back at it. And I was doing a spinning back fist to it's like this metal pole on the base of the ground with this sort of like teardrop looking punching bag. And I did a spinning back fist and my wrist, the bony part, the outside part of my wrist, actually forearm wrist area, I smoked the metal part underneath that teardrop punching bag. And I had a moment of freak out. Did I break my wrist? Did I break my hand? And I didn't swear anything. I just went right into what I do with cold therapy. And I took a moment, I assessed the situation, and I didn't freak out. No expletives necessary. And I think that this is something really important to learn, so that when something comes up, you don't automatically end up blurting something out or doing some type of action that you wouldn't normally otherwise do if you weren't triggered. But to almost move into that more observer perspective when you're going through your life and observing your thoughts, observing your body, mind, spirit, and energy. Observing when something might be a little bit off, or say you watched a show like I just mentioned and it just made me feel ill. It made me feel not good at all. There's probably some weird Hollywood vibe in that. I don't know if something was off. I regret watching that, but it put me in an uncomfortable situation. And then what did I do? I learned and pulled upon what I know about to pull myself out. And yes, I was starting to feel stressed out about Florida, and, you know, what's happening out east and all these things. And you know, the precipice of World War III. It's like, if you look at headlines, like, what the heck is going on with this world? The question here is, do we actually need to be aware of what's going on the other side of the planet? Or what is more important? What is right in front of you? Who is right in front of you? What are you doing in this very moment to support your body, mind, spirit, and energy, and be of service to others? One of the reasons I really love having a show is sometimes I just get on the mic here and the message just flows. Hey, that rhymed, show and flow, that was kind of cute. But I mean that sometimes we can give back in our own special ways. So for myself, I've always known that I've been an encourager. So I'm not feeling super hot. I wasn't feeling super hot today. It was sort of, that time of the month. I got my EMF clothes on. I've been working with my blue blockers, my EMF clothes, and just like really protecting my energy. And I fasted for most of the day and then had some lunch and taken all my awesome supplements. So I know I'm feeding my body well, but for that little moment, I did not feed my mind well. And it's almost like it just put this wrench in my system. And I thought to myself, if I can feel that so quickly and get triggered so quickly by something as simple as a program, well, I mean, maybe that program was programmed to do something. That's a whole other topic. And all these other programs that we're seeing and we're being told to think this, do that, buy this, go there. We really have to just take moments to quieten our mind and observe our thoughts. I actually have something right in front of me that says thoughts, question mark. So, what thoughts are you having today? And then there's the other concept of which thoughts are your own, or which thoughts could simply be from organisms or toxins or parasites that are actually messing with your neurotransmitters. What endocrine disrupting influences are you experiencing with your beauty care products, your self-care products, your home cleaning products that are maybe messing with your hormones? Right? What's the weather like? Have you had enough vitamin D lately? Have you exercised enough? Have you drank in enough water? Focus on the basics. When you are feeling just a little bit off, focus on the basics. Maybe take a cold shower, maybe exercise, maybe make sure your blood sugars haven't tanked. Have a protein shake. I got lots of wonderful protein shakes on my e-store that help with liver detoxification and also hormone balancing. Maybe ask for a hug. Maybe if there's someone around you, ask for a hug. If you have an animal, a cat or a dog, which you probably have parasites from, so clear them. Deworm them, deworm yourself too. But sometimes it's okay to receive a little extra love. And what makes me feel good at the end of the day is knowing that I am serving myself and also being of service to others. At the end of the day, really, that's actually what makes my world go round, is coming from that place. And my husband will be the first to tell you that, how did he phrase this? That I'm one of the kindest people that he's ever met. And sometimes bad things happen to kind people. Sometimes really tumultuous experiences happen to good people. Sometimes things that we're just really not comfortable sharing with others happens. Okay, that's fine. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to wallow in misery? Are you going to drink alcohol and take drugs? Are you going to do something or go somewhere and do something that might not be good for you? Are you going to try and distract yourself, or are you going to quieten your mind and observe your thoughts? I wish more people in the world did this kind of work. I wish more people in the world figured out what their triggers might be, figure out that maybe some of their past traumas or experiences or things that trigger them are signs that maybe there's some work to be done. Because if we don't shed light on thoughts and behaviors and triggers and past things that really stressed us out or were traumatic or impacted us in some way or impacted someone close to us in some way, if we do not observe, integrate, and work through those types of things, what happens is behind the scenes, they start to run the show. And you have then different behaviors and thoughts and different processes play out that are kind of unconscious, and they will come about in an unconscious way. So if you're kind of having a hard go lately, if something's triggering you, sometimes it's not a bad idea to seek out psychological services. And anyone who is in the space of personal and professional development will be the first to tell you, get yourself a good psychologist, have regular sessions when you need it, and start to build upon these tools. So that when you do experience something that triggers you or pulls you into a funk, or just having one of those days where you don't want to wake up, right? There's a song about that. Sometimes you might feel like you just want to put that song on too. And I mean, that's cool. But move that energy. Exercise. Drink water. Drink good foods. Ask for a hug. Pray. Do what you need to do to get yourself back. To get back to you. To get back to that pure version of you. That less interfered version of you. That unprogrammed version of you. You write your own story. You write your own script. And I think it's really important right now to tune out the noise, because personally for me, it's the noise that's triggering me lately. It's like, oh my gosh, is this gonna happen? Is that gonna happen? This over here, should I care about that? Oh my gosh, I had no idea about this. See, our thoughts can get away on us. And if we're not careful, the programs that are being played around us can keep us really distracted from what we need to do. Why are you here? Who are you? What makes you so special? What are your unique gifts in this world that allow you to impact in a positive way yourself and other people, places, and things? We all have unique gifts, capabilities, and capacities. And I do believe that if you have faith in a higher power and you trust that higher power and you know that you are divinely loved, guided, appreciated, and valued, and created for unique purpose, and you have a choice to live a life with purpose, do it. And just know that you will never be given anything that you cannot handle. You will never be put in a situation where you cannot ask for help, and the help that you want will be there. You just have to ask for it. Seek and you will find. Okay, so now I'm starting to sound a little bit like a Sunday morning church sermon. Maybe I have my great grandmother to thank for that. She was actually the second ordained female evangelical minister in Canada. But then I have a great great grandma who was a channeler from the UK. So very interesting background in my lineage, that's for darn sure. And all of us have different lineages. All of us have different tools to pull from to help us. But it's knowing when to access those tools, knowing when it's time to pay a little extra attention to this physical body of yours, knowing when to calm your mind and observe your thoughts and sit with your thoughts, knowing when to do some spiritual work, to pray, to ask for guidance, to feel and be in that feeling that you are divinely loved, guided, and protected. And what can you do today to make your energy right? Should you maybe listen to something a little bit more uplifting instead of the woes of the world in the news, which is simply, I think, a huge program psyop situation to kill your hope? And I always felt over the last 2.5 years that this phrase just kept coming to mind, hold the hope. So like hold the line situations, like hold that hope. And then I hear not too long ago that a lot of this is, it's like a war on our hope to crush us. We are high vibe, radiant beings. There is so much more to us than we know. We have the ability to heal ourselves. We have the ability to connect with others in pretty profound ways. We have the ability to ground with the earth. We have the ability to make music and art and all sorts of really cool things. We can build skyscrapers. We can go to the moon. We can go to Mars. All sorts of stuff. I mean, with my EMF clothing right now, I'm definitely feel like I'd fit right. Feeling like I'd fit right in with an upcoming space launch. Wear this underneath my spacesuit. It's kind of a spacesuit. I'm wearing this silver hoodie and my jogger pants. It's not the most stylish look, but makes me feel good. I certainly sleep better with it. Get good sleep. If you find like your mind is reeling, maybe you just need to get out all this excess energy so that you finally sleep well. Even if your body hurts, just get up, get out, go for a walk, go for a jog, go for a run, lift some weights, do some stretching, do something to move yourself. And if you feel like your mind is kind of running away on you a little bit, exercise, feel your body properly. Some of the things I also do along with cold therapy and pulling on my psychological toolkit to rescue myself sometimes when I feel like the world's ending. Funny, not funny. But I do take my adrenal support stacks. And on my e-store, you will find the Exhilarin, the Ad Reset, and the Nucera. Those are my three favorite adaptogenic formulas. And I actually took them not too long ago before going on stage, and some nootropics as well. And I just felt amazing. I actually wasn't stressed out at all. And so I was, you know, feeling a little stressed out yesterday over something. Pretty stressed out yesterday over something. And I thought to myself, okay, I could freak out right now or I could not. And take some adaptogens to keep my body out of a high cortisol stressed state. which then has many other downstream inflammatory effects. Like if you are not on top of your stress levels and they just keep piling up, they're going to deplete your adrenals and then you're going to have all sorts of problems. So if you're not feeling great, taking some immune supportive products can be really helpful as well, like green tea extract, vitamin D, NAC, quercetin. Those are all great. Tons of research on those things. If you're feeling stressed out, maybe take your adrenal support stack. If your tummy's feeling a little bit off, one of my clients just mentioned, Rachel, what do I do about a stomach bug? My whole family has a stomach bug. I mean, obviously this is not medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a health condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. But the first thing that came to mind when she asked me that people have a stomach bug, it's just maybe try fasting. Maybe try giving that gut a rest. And I think that when it comes to the mind and it comes to our thoughts, we also have to tie it back to the gut. Because the gut is like our second brain. Literally our second brain. I think it's like the amount of neurotransmitters in the gut is like, it's astounding just how many there are. And when the gut is off, when you have leaky gut, you're going to have inflammation throughout the rest of your body. If you're not eating right, you're acidic, you're drinking pop, you're getting drive-through junk food, it's not even food, your brain is going to feel messed up, your neurotransmitters are going to be off, and you're going to feel even more stressed out because you just ate terrible food. So wherever you are at right now, in this very moment, if you've had some stressful news, you're just feeling really overwhelmed with everything that's happening, not only for yourself, but maybe people you love also. Maybe that stuff is actually out of your control and it's okay to hand it up to the big guy, if you know what I mean. Say a couple prayers. Ask for something. Ask and you shall receive. Now, the reason I'm so fascinated by this, when it happens to me, when I feel a little extra stressed out and triggered by something, is I kind of understand how being in a prolonged, stressed out, inflamed state really messes with the skin. And I got some big things coming up around the corner, so I cannot afford to have any skin issues. If I'm stressed out, I'm out of my routine, I'll get little breakouts on my jawline and on my neck. That's how I know that something is a little bit off on the insides. And what do? I just continue to focus on my self-care. I keep washing my face morning and night. I apply my moisturizer even if I really feel like I don't want to wash my face that night. And I just continue to care for myself because nobody else is going to care for you. It's up to you. Newsflash. You're not going to have somebody else, maybe aside from your guardian angel who's hanging out with you and you just might not know about. But they can't really wash your face for you, or they can't really get you to take those supplements that are going to be really good for you. But you may just hear those little niggles. Oh, maybe you shouldn't eat that. If you bring something close to your mouth or you hold it and you're like, ugh, I don't really want to eat this. I know it has like toxic oils and all these foods that aren't ideal for me because I've done my biome test and I know that's not a good food for me. Maybe don't eat it. Maybe if you are experiencing a highly stressful moment in your life, just remember that it is a moment, but to not slack on the basics. Your food, your sleep, your self-care, your body, mind, spirit, and energy practices. Maybe even bump up certain things, like making sure that you're reducing your toxic exposure through air that's got a lot of junk in it, right? Make sure you throw on your air purifiers. Make sure you're drinking filtered water. Make sure that you're reducing your exposure to LED lights, and maybe try and get outside and try and get some natural sunlight into your eyes. And ground yourself. Take a few deep breaths. Just try and regulate that nervous system of yours when you're feeling a little extra stressed out. And just know that it is temporary. Just remember that your thoughts are temporary. And observe your thoughts. And don't be afraid to observe your thoughts. Maybe something very interesting will come up that you can do some deeper digging on in your meditations and your visualizations, or maybe it's something that just might be better brought up with a professional, like through some psychological services. There's nothing wrong with that. I think especially just over these last couple of years, to have some type of psychological service that you can access when you need to is really wise. I've seen a lot of my a lot of people close to me that have really gone through difficult times. But just know that what you do in this very moment, if you are feeling a little lit up by something, is to just breathe, just observe your thoughts, and just know that this too shall pass. So today's episode was all about helping you stay grounded, centered, balanced, and aligned amidst turbulent situations that we are bound to experience in this life. But the final word I will leave you with is that when you are functioning in a more higher vibratory state, when you are focusing on your body, mind, spirit, energy practices to be a more vibrant, radiant human, you will inevitably be more beautiful and your life will also be more beautiful. There is an energy to beauty and radiance. And the more that you are in that, the more you are outside and appreciating the beauty and the simplicity of the natural beauty around you and the beautiful aspects of yourself that make you unique, that make you regarded as being kind and lovable, and the little extra things that you do to try and make others' lives around you more special, more happy. Just focus on that and do more of that. So I hope today's episode inspired you to pull yourself out of a funk, stop having a woe is me moment, and just start making good life decisions, because even just those will help you feel better and help you remember why you're here and the work that you came here to do. Or just chill the F out and have a relaxing moment and just calm down and take things a little bit slower and be in a little bit more silence. There's also nothing wrong with that. And this will look different for absolutely everybody. But just lean in. You will know what is right for you to do at this moment. Have a high vibe, radiant day. And I'll see you again right here on the Rachel Varga Podcast.